Hello there, guys. It's Darren here. I'm doing my first ever podcast, and this is actually for my first ever post on Football Manager Story after merging with the site from All That Is Football Manager. As you know from the post that you've been reading, it's the World Cup. We've made the final, and we're against Italy. Rather than going over what's happened so far, we'll just cut straight to the chase. I'm actually sat here with my laptop. And I am at the start screen of the game, so I'm all ready to go. You listen to this live as I'm actually playing the game. So let's just have a really quick look at the teams. Italy are playing a 4-2-1-2-1, which means they're playing four at the back, two in defensive midfield, one in central midfield, two wingers, and one striker. I am playing a 4-5-1, which most of you may already know, I've downloaded. That is four at the back, three central midfielders, two wingers, and one striker. Vela comes in on the right in place of Messi, who's taken a knock. Rivera also comes in replace of Mascherano in the holding midfield position, but that's actually a CM position. The top goal scorer so far for me is Becerra. He's out on the left today, so he's going to be my danger man with Aguero up front. And the defence looks fairly strong. Otamendi and Galliano at the back, they're absolute rocks. And Simon and Ortiz are both Regans. Reasonably good, but not amazing. That's probably been my weakest position. My main concern is Italy's very defensive formation and how I'm going to break it down. The idea going into the game is to use a very deep defensive line with a very narrow width and very slow tempo. This should hopefully draw the Italians onto me, which will then, in theory, free up some space for the counter-attack. I'm just about to set the opposition instructions, which is something I do every game. So we've got Acquafresca looking at what my assistant's saying. He's telling me that Acquafresca needs to be put onto the weaker foot. He is the lone striker, so that makes sense, so we'll do that. I'm also going to tackle the ex-Juventus winger, who is now actually playing for Lyon, Giovinco. I'm going to tackle him hard. He's quite dangerous. Marchisio, who plays for Juventus, he's in the central midfield, and he seems to be the one who's going to be distributing a lot of the passes and making a few runs forward. So we will close him down, as well as Andrea Poli, who is in the defensive midfield position and now plays for Man United. He has a passing rate of 19, so we're going to want to close him down too to stop him being too dangerous. Looks like we're just about set to go. I'll just set my team talk to do it for the fans, with it being the final and all that. And if you bear with me one second, just a couple more things to set up, and then we will be pressing continue and start in the World Cup final against Italy. I'm not going to try and commentate through the whole match because it's too fast-paced for me to do that really, and would probably take too long. But what I will be doing is talking you through the game as I'm watching it, and what I'm doing should hopefully give you a better insight as to what I do as a manager during the game, but also is good for all of us with regards to the fact that this is the World Cup final being played as I'm actually watching it as well. So I'll be pausing the game every now and again just to go over what's happening within the game. So here we go. Wish me luck. Play. Okay, so Italy look to be making a good start. Good surging run there by Giovinco, passing to Marchisio, shooting from outside the box but went over. another chance for Italy from a free kick, crossed in but fluffed by Acquafresca. We're defending quite well actually, but it's a little bit worrying. Italy have already, this is their third chance in the space of 10 minutes. But again, well defended, so that's promising. I can see my players are very deep, which is what I wanted. This seems to have worked the way I wanted to, as in the Italians are pushing a lot higher up than they may have, than their formation may have planned for them. I can see the two defensive midfielders are holding fairly well, but there's a big gap in between them, which means there's a lot of space to exploit in the middle of the park as they're attacking. So if I can get the ball back quick, push out to the wings, with Becerra cutting inside, he can hopefully take advantage of the gap between the two defensive midfielders, leaving just the back four on their own. So the long ball is gonna come in handy here. Just pause the game there, so let's carry on. Aguero's running forward with the ball. He's split the defence. He scores! Brilliant goal. Absolutely great goal. Just what I was saying as well. We picked the ball up in defence after Italy had been attacking. There was a big gap in the middle of the field, leaving two defensive midfielders on their own, and then the back four completely separate. The ball got passed to Pastore, who was on the halfway line. He did a nice little dribble past one player, passed it on to Aguero, who was then just had two centre-backs to take care of. He took the ball past one, leaving the other one stranded, and the keeper came rushing out, but it was too late. Aguero just slotted it home, so brilliant goal. It's a very good start. That's inside of 10 minutes, that. And Italy are about to kick off, so I don't need to change anything yet. We have a free kick. Galliano knocking it forward to Vela. Vela's cutting inside. He scores. Brilliant. This is a fantastic start. Inside of 13 minutes and we're 2-0 up. That was Vela. He cut inside after a long ball from Galliano over the top of the defence. Like I mentioned before, again, he's trying to cut out those defensive midfielders. So my deep defensive line is working quite well. It seems to be pushing the Italians further forward, which is leaving gaps to exploit. Vela there, cut inside. He got a little bit lucky, went for the top left-hand corner, but it actually wound out being deflected into the top right-hand corner. So, yep, just finished watching the replay there, so we can carry on with the game. We're now inside of 13 minutes and 2-0 up. Free kick here for Italy. I've just paused it before they take it. Looking at the way it's set out, I have a one-man wall. There doesn't seem to be much danger. Doesn't seem to be much danger here at all. I mean, he's a good 40 yards out and pushed out to the right, so I don't really understand how we can score from here. Typical. He scored. Giovinco, from about 40 yards out, he just smashed it around the one-man wall, and the keeper didn't even move. He just watched it go in. That was an amazing goal, but not one I'm happy to concede, to be honest with you. Either way, it's 2-1 now, after 17 minutes. We're looking far more dangerous. But, again, they've found a way back into the game here. Otamendi's just made a very daft tackle on Acquafresca. Thankfully, he's only booked, so that's okay. And now Italy are attacking again down the right. They've absolutely packed out this midfield, so it's very difficult to get the ball off them. Just hoping they make mistakes at the moment. But Aguero's through. Good save by the keeper. So, Italy seem to be passing the ball around fairly slowly, but holding on to possession well. Whereas when we get the ball, we're hitting them on the counter, which is what my strategy is, counter. And getting the ball forward quick, and getting the chances off well. I think the fact that we've got such great pace in midfield and up front, the Italians seem to be struggling, especially seeing as their average age is about 31 or 32. They've got a very old squad, whereas mine is about an average age of about 26, so we're very fresh legs. The Italians seem to have a slight injury there with Squeletto, but he's back on the pitch now, so he's okay for now. The Italians again are getting forward and attacking well. Their two defensive midfielders, Poli and Ilari, are picking the ball up deep and then distributing it with their passing skill. The closing down doesn't seem to be working much, so I'm going to have to force the issue here and change something. What I'm going to do is go into the shouts, touchline shouts, and tell my players to get stuck in. Stick with just get stuck in for now. That may get changed as well to get the ball forward, but we'll see how it goes. I'm just a little bit worried that they've got too much room there to pass the ball as and when they like. So by telling the lads to get stuck in, they will literally just go flying into tackles and hopefully stop those two passing the ball around so much. Another corner there for Italy. So at the moment they are on top. They've seemed to have had quite a lot of possession. Giovinco crossed in. Thought we'd given away a penalty there, but it was actually the Italian right back Santon who fouled my player.